Step 9. Аудиозапись номер 38 к заданию 1. Listen to the dialogue and do the task from your textbook.
You know, Sergei, I've been living in Moscow for several months already, and I'm surprised that very few people read newspapers in the underground or on the bus.
Really? Is it different in Britain?
At least in the locality where I live, it is. And generally speaking, in my view, British people buy more newspapers than Russians do.
I've never thought of it. You may be right. Have you noticed any other things that are different?
Well, in the UK, newspapers are of two main types. Quality papers or broadsheets, and tabloids, which are much smaller in size. In Russia, they are all of more or less the same size.
Is the size the only thing that makes them different?
Certainly not. Probably more important is the fact that quality papers seriously analyze problems significant for the society, while tabloids, or popular papers, as we call them, produce more sensational materials.
Do I understand it right that quality papers mostly concentrate on political problems?
True, but they also contain industrial and financial news, discuss cultural, agricultural, legal aspects. Generally, they have more writing than pictures.
And where is usually sports news published?
In tabloids. The private life of famous people is also a sphere of their interest. They give information about entertainment events as well. And they certainly have the so-called gossip columns.
Are newspapers owned by the government or by political parties?
On the contrary, they are mostly in possession of individuals, though some newspapers are company properties.
Can you give some names, please?
The Independent, the Financial Times, the Guardian are quality papers. The Sun, for example, is a typical tabloid.